May 31st, Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 8 through 17.
The voice of my beloved, behold, he comes, leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, looking through the lattice. My beloved speaks and says to me, Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree ripens its figs, and the vines are in blossom, they give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. O my dove in the clefts of the rock, in the crannies of the cliff, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that spoil the vineyards, for our vineyards are in blossom. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He grazes among the lilies. Until the day breathes, and the shadows flee, turn, my beloved, be like a gazelle or a young stag on cleft mountains.
Behold, he comes. Nancy Guthrie. Through the poetry of the Song of Solomon, we get to peek inside the relationship between two married lovers. As the woman sees her beloved coming to her, overcoming every obstacle to get to her, she hears his voice saying, Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come away. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 10. He's inviting her to come to him and enjoy intimacy with him. Their secure belonging, each to the other, is expressed in her words, My beloved is mine, and I am his. Verse 16. Clearly, the song speaks to us of the joy of sexual love within marriage. But we also know that our longings to be loved this way in this broken world often lead to great sorrow and intense frustration. We recognize that no human being can ever fully satisfy our cavernous needs and desires to be loved. So while this song speaks to us of the beauty of sexual love inside the bonds of marriage, it also points us toward the only person who can love us in the way we most need to be loved, the lover of our souls, Jesus Christ. We tend to think that marriage is primarily about finding the love of our life who will make us happy. But marriage is most profoundly about putting the covenant-keeping love of Christ for His church on display for the world to see, which infuses ordinary marriages with sacred meaning and purpose. Marriage is meant to declare the truth about the gospel, that Christ died for his church and he will never break covenant with his bride. That this is God's intention for marriage is spelled out by Paul, who quotes from Moses' account of the very first marriage and sexual union of Adam and Eve, saying that marriage has always been most profoundly about Christ and the church. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 31 through 32. Just as the woman in the song quickened at hearing the voice of her bridegroom, so we come alive when we hear the voice of our bridegroom inviting us to come to him. He says, If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. And one day when Christ comes again at the marriage supper of the Lamb, all who have been wooed by the love of our bridegroom and cleansed by his blood will be presented to him in purity and beauty. We who long for that day are comforted to hear the voice of our beloved saying, "Surely I am coming soon." Revelation chapter 22, verse 20.